Good morning. Welcome to the Community Voice. I'm Steve Gredick, your host, and we're all waking up on this beautiful Monday morning. Am I right? It's Monday. Sure feels like Monday. And we welcome you. We've got a very special program with two of our favorite ladies in the whole wide world. And we're going to be talking about Southwire's Project Gift and the Back to School giveaway coming up this Saturday. You can find us at News Talk 1330 and FM 106.3 on Facebook Live. So if you got any questions or whatever, you know, you can put them there. Or you can actually call us on the telephone. We actually have a telephone. It's 678-601-TALK, 678-601-8255. And, all right, very good. Let me turn that up as we adjust our volumes. And, okay, we're close. We'll adjust as we go. All right, without further ado, we now introduce our wonderful favorite guest, Ashley Nightbush.
Hello.
Project Gift Southwire. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Christian Winnington, Project Gift Southwire. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just for the record, we have official titles for these ladies.
Ashley, you don't have to say the whole title.
No, we will. Ashley Nightbush is Director of Media and Community Relations. Sounds like a normal title and very reasonable. However, Christian Winnington is, stand by and take a deep breath, Manager of Employee Engagement and Communities and Project Gift Coordinator. Yay! The longest title in the history of Southwire.
You should see it in a newspaper. It like takes up a whole line. Can't we just say one or the other for some
Well, that would be the M-E-E-C-P-G, or whatever. Anyway. All right. Well, welcome, ladies. We are very proud to be associated with and have been for the entire 14 years. We won't go into how old I am, but I've been there from the beginning. And what a wonderful thing. Let's go over Project Gift's Southwire's Back to School giveaway first. Then I want to talk a little more about Project Gift, and we'll kind of jump back and forth if we can.
Okay.
So we'll go to Christian first. Just give us the overview of what's coming up this Saturday.
Okay. We are really excited about Saturday. It is our 14th annual event. Just Saturday from 9 to noon, as always, we'll be set up in our corporate parking lot and right there in Southwire, 1 Southwire Drive. I always get asked, what's the address? So it's very easy, 1 Southwire Drive. You'll have lots of people directing you as to where to go, but we will be out there giving out more than 5,000 bags of school supplies free to the community. There's no restriction. There's no extra paperwork that you have to turn in. You don't have to live in a certain county. We just want you to come out, be a part of the event. We've got lots and lots of vendors that are going to be set up on site. They're going to be doing a lot of other freebies, you know, things like free eye screenings through Walmart. We'll have the Optimist Club hanging out with us to do identity kits for the kids. Of course, we'll have our My Favorite Teacher contest through West Georgia Tech. They sponsor that every year, and we get one favorite teacher that's voted in, and he or she wins $1,500 for their classroom. So just lots of different groups that are going to be set up. So you can come in, get your school supplies, and leave, or you can come kind of visit all the different booths and take home a few extra things and lots of great information to help you get ready to go back to school.
We're going to drill down closely to all the different features you've listed as we go through this morning. But I wanted to go to Ashley first. 5,000 bags. You've been here. You've been doing this for many years. What does this mean to a family? Or what can it mean to a family?
I mean, you think about getting ready to go back to school. And, I mean, it's the beginning of July. I saw some teachers on Facebook this weekend that were like, oh man, summer's already halfway over. We're starting to think about all the things that we've got to do to get our classrooms back in order to get our kids back ready to school. And parents are thinking about the same thing. And you start to think about families, you know, even just with one child or families with multiple children, the time and effort and dollars that it takes to get ready to go back to school with, you're getting new shoes to go back to school, you're getting new clothes to go back to school. You need the supplies that are on those lists to help your students be successful. And that can actually add up to a lot. So anything that we can do and the community partners that help us with this event can do to help bring at least a little relief to that, we want to do that.
Y'all don't know this, but I often hold Southwire up as an example. Now, you see, you didn't know that, did you?
No, but I like it.
Yeah, because of Project Gift, and I'll never forget, you know, Mike Wiggins and the inspiration. I mean, it's a, it really is just, it elevates Southwire to a place that goes so far above and beyond. I mean, it's important to make wire and tools, et cetera, and to develop cutting technologies, but when you can build this kind of relationship with the community and you can serve so many people, give us a little, then we'll take a break. We'll come back to school, but give us a little overview of Project Gift, maybe its history and what it's doing today.
Oh, man. Gosh, Project Gift started really right after back to school. I mean, 2005 in the, you know, wake of Hurricane Katrina. It has grown exponentially, I would say internally and externally, over all of these years. I love, one of my favorite things to share is something that Jason Pollard shared with us about Project Gift and just its recognition in the community. But, you know, when we had all those disaster reliefs in 2017, we helped, it seemed like event after event we were hosting to try to help with the relief effort. And someone shared with him that the reason they like to come out to those events is because Southwire and Project Gift specifically are just trusted now. They know that when they come by, they drop off their supplies. They're not only giving to a good cause, but they're gonna, those supplies are gonna get to where the need is, and they're gonna get into the hands of the people that need it most, because that's our goal and that's what we share every time. And I think that speaks volumes for how much Project Gift has just done over these last years, starting with disaster relief, but then growing into things just like back to school. I love being a part of these different things and seeing the impact that it has on not just the communities, but even with our employees. I mean, we have about 1,000 employees that are volunteering across the company now. That's amazing for us. We're really, really proud of that.
Ashley, if you would elaborate on that. I mean, it seems like, you know, here in Carrollton, we gave birth to this, and it's just spread across the country, and I guess to all the many different plants you have, so which includes Canada, right?
Yes, so we have now, is it 22 giving back communities right now, across our entire Southwire footprint. So that is, yes, the U.S., Canada, Mexico, Honduras, all the places where we have a Southwire facility, we have what we call a giving back community. And it's so cool because you go to these communities and you, whether it is a back-to-school event or a disaster relief event, you go, and that same spirit of giving that you see at a lot of our local events here, it's exactly the same. Mm-hmm. You know, the community's coming together. The spirit of giving back there is, it permeates not just here in West Georgia, but all across our Southwire footprint.
All right, well, we're going to take a break and come back and talk more about the back-to-school giveaway of Southwire's Project Gift. And if you ever really wondered what a copper egg was, well, you will find out shortly if and only if you stay tuned. This word from Tanner Health System.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
Welcome back to Southwire's Project Gifts Back to School Giveaway. And you've probably seen on the graphics on our website, on billboards, whatever, you've seen this cute little adorable owl. Well, you know, this owl has a name. The name is?
Dolores.
Last name?
The owl.
Okay.
I'm so glad you're with me on that. I was like,
she's off the grid. Ha ha, pun intended. Okay. Yeah. All right, Dolores. Back to school owl. I don't remember the owl being a mascot before. Is this new or?
So back, man, it feels like yesterday, but when we celebrated the 10th anniversary of Back to School, we really wanted to do something special. Mm-hmm. And so that April, May, before the summer of that 10th Back to School, we went into schools and we talked about Back to School and we got kids excited. We said, we know you're going into summer, but you're going to have to come back. So why don't you help us make this a little more fun? And so we had come up with the Back to School Owl. And we asked local students to help give this owl a name. And so the students colored the owl, and they all submitted the name of the owl and why they thought that should be the owl's name. And we got some really interesting submissions.
Yes, we did. Pretty sure one of them was Satan the owl. I don't know if I'm allowed to share that, but somebody thought that would be a great name for the owl.
Yeah, I don't think so. Any other names?
And you got some, you know, some owly and...
Yeah.
Mr. Owl, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. But one of them, I mean, I think anybody would have said, okay, this is the winner.
So who is the, I mean, why Dolores? I don't really get that.
So if you're from this town, you've been here any, I think, significant period of time, you've seen the Sit and Sleep. And the Sit and Sleep Owl over off of Bankhead.
Who?
And Dolores.
Is Dolores Carter.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And it was actually her granddaughter who submitted the name and said that she wanted to name the owl Dolores in memory of her. And so we thought, what better way in the spirit of community to celebrate than to name the owl Dolores?
Asked. Isn't that great?
Isn't that cool?
Her family came
to the 10th anniversary.
It has
and we
a
got
local connection, local
them,
story. So. It's just some not a marketing, you know, brouhaha. It's all. It's got a local connection.
Sweet, yeah.
Isn't
sweet.
That neat? Okay, we said earlier before the break, if you stayed with us, you would find out what the copper egg is. What is the copper egg?
So, if you've been a part of Back to School before, you may remember that we used to do what we called a first family in line gift.
Correct.
We loved being able to do that, to recognize that first family that got there, you know, with a little bit extra. It was like a, you know, backpack packed full of all kinds of school supplies.
And we don't do that anymore.
Mostly because families, these guys were amazing, and they would get there earlier and earlier and earlier.
Like,
and we
two
were
days
just
before.
We had a group that got there on a Wednesday, and we could not accommodate them our parking lot for that long. So we realized then we need to come up with a new plan. So this year we thought, all right, what can we do that's still fun but a little bit different? So this year, Dolores the Owl has placed 10 copper eggs. And yes, owls lay eggs. And if you didn't know it, look it up, because I wasn't sure, and I will admit that. But they do. They are birds just like every other bird, even though their heads spin around. So
I'm learning so much.
I know.
Oh, really?
So Dolores had 10 copper eggs. She's placed them in bags at random.
Just like
so
I
there's no
have...
time. You can get there. You could be the first, but you could also be the last and get a copper egg, because they're being placed at random within our bags. And within those 10 copper eggs are prizes, just additional giveaways that we wanted to do. So
up to
could be $100 in additional school supplies. It could also be a grand prize of a $500 back to school shopping spree. So we want to take this family or the child that pulls this copper egg out of their bag out with some of our volunteers and take them clothes shopping. I mean, I don't know about other families, but I know for us growing up, that was one of the most expensive things, was trying to get new school clothes, you know, get the new sizes. Everybody grows. It seems like every child has a growth spurt over the summer. So we want to be able to help with that. So two lucky winners will get that $500 shopping spree. And then everyone else that does pull an egg will get at the very least, an additional $100 in school supplies, which to me is pretty awesome. So we're proud of it. Dolores is excited. Her eggs are going to be giving away lots of fun things. So, and they're copper. Who knew?
Does she have an agent, a publicist?
She doesn't, but she should.
She should.
Yeah.
You said volunteers. Those are Project Gift volunteers, right?
That's correct. Yes.
How many of those do we have? What, how is that integrated?
So we've got, so our Project Gift volunteers are Southmire employees. We also have families that will come out, their family members that will come and join as well. But as far as Southmire employees, we have nearly 1,000 across the company. Locally, wow, for this event, we'll end up with around 100 volunteers, wow, that will help us make this one happen.
And you call them black shirts.
We do.
Yeah. And the other cool thing about back to school is it seems every year we get more and more requests from the community and different organizations that want to come and, yep, partner and volunteer, whether that is with packing the school supply bags,
yes,
over at Carrollton office, which, by the way, those guys are incredible. They do they do more than you can ever imagine to get those bags ready.
True.
Or being there the day of the event. We have, mm-hmm, obviously our Project Gift volunteers, but it also seems like we're getting a little bit more interaction with our other community organizations as far as volunteerism goes for back to school.
That's true.
So the event this Saturday from 9 to noon at Southwire Corporate Parking Lot, we have eye screenings, correct?
Correct. Yes, Walmart is providing free eye screenings again this year. We appreciate them.
Now, an eye screening is what? Just a quick look-see by...
yeah, they've got the little eye machines that are all out there, and the kids can just check both sides, and they'll be able to kind of let them know if they need, you know, further treatment or might need to, check in the glasses, whatever, that sort of thing.
You know, because the kid may not tell you, may not even realize they have,
And sometimes, you know, when you think about, like Ashley mentioned earlier, all the different things that you really need to get back to school, I feel like an eye exam is one of those things that gets pushed to the side. I know as a grown-up, it gets pushed to the side for me. So I would imagine it's very similar for them. So, you know, when you've got all those other things on your plate, then an eye exam seems like, well, they seem like they're doing okay. A little squint's not going to hurt too much, but
right,
it can definitely make a difference. So,
And then West Georgia Technical College for many years has been doing the favorite teacher of the event, right?
Yeah, absolutely. West Georgia Technical College, alongside Southwire, is a presenting sponsor for the event. They are always a huge supporter of back to school, mm-hmm, and we've been doing the My Favorite Teacher contest a long time. Alongside all the other vendors, they'll have a tent set up where students can come in and they can write down the name of their favorite teacher in the associated school. And then once back to school is over, we'll take all those names and kind of spin them around in a little prize spinner and pull out one, and that winner gets $1,500 for his or her classroom.
You know, I remember that when we first started, it was like the first big sponsor was West Georgia Tech. Mm. I mean, they came on board, as I remember, about the year 3 or 4 or something like that.
I don't think I was born then.
No, I don't think you were. And
I mean, I was going to ask if it's sad that you've been with back to school actually longer than we have.
Yeah. But I remember when they came on, and just like you're saying, now you're seeing kind of another resurgence of corporate support, mm-hmm, from the community. Then that was like one of the first when West Georgia Tech came on. That was really cool. That was an affirmation that this has really got some longevity. And so I thought that was really neat. Okay, well, that's good. All right. There's so much more. I think before we get too far, but I want to mention some of the sponsors, because I don't want to just, you know, run through them at the last minute, go blah, 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 you know. So we mentioned West Georgia Technical College,
mm-hmm,
and we have New Leaf Marketing.
Yes.
If you want to chime in on any of these, please do. Willis Towers Watson.
Mm-hmm.
At Walmart, I call it Wally World.
Wally World.
Wally World. Envision RX. And, of course, Carrollton office equipment deserves, you know, super kudos for packing all
this. If I had, like, shakers and clappers something, I would start the applause here.
They
put
in the sweat equity.
Yes.
Radic Communications, we talk a lot.
Yes, we do. You're stuck with us.
Thank you. Alternate sponsors list include Associated Credit Union, United Healthcare, Times Georgian, Aubrey Silvery Enterprises, Wallace Graphics, and Georgia Power.
Absolutely.
And along with Southwire, and I'll be the one to say that Southwire really undergirds all this, and is the beyond Project Gifts. I mean, there's a lot of monetary support from the corporation itself. So.
Well, and it goes beyond just West Georgia. So that's where, Southwire is a huge supporter for all of our communities to participate in this. And they feel like, the company feels like this is something that we really want to put our sweat equity behind. So they're willing to also back it with dollars, which
and
is amazing.
Basically, everything Project Gift does is backed by dollars by the company.
That's true. Very true.
Very true. Our guest this morning, Ashley Knight Bush, Christian Whittington of Project GIFT at Southwire. Ashley Knight Bush is Director of Media and Community Relations. Christian Whittington is Manager of Employee Engagement and Community and Project GIFT Coordinator. We'll be back with more after this.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Community Voice. I'm Steve Graddick, your host. Honored to be in studio with two very fine, lovely young ladies, Christian Whittington and Ashley Knight Bush. We're talking about back-to-school giveaway with Southwire's Project GIFT. And give us, for somebody that's just tuned in, time and location, et cetera.
Absolutely. So this coming Saturday, which is July 14th, from 9 a.m. to noon, we will be set up in Southwire's corporate parking lot, which is 1 Southwire Drive, to host our 14th annual back-to-school event. If you've never been a part of this event, we will be out there from 9 to noon giving out more than 5,000 bags of free school supplies right here in West Georgia. We'll have lots of other vendors on site that are giving away other free things or doing some free services, things like free eye screenings, some different organizations that are set up to share some information that could be really beneficial to help you get back to school. But more than anything, we just want you to come enjoy the morning, come hang out with us, get those school supplies, and then head on about your day. We give out a limit of 3 bags per family unless all of your children are present. And the reason that we do that is to make sure that as many families as possible can be helped at least a little bit. So if all your kids are there, we have had families with 5, 6, 7 children that have come out to this event to make sure that every child walked away with a bag. And we would never let those children walk out without one as long as we've got one left in the back. So,
and they have to be from, they have to be from Carroll County, right?
That is wrong.
Wrong. Oh, no.
I see what you did there. Okay. They can actually, there's no limitation. They can be from anywhere. We have had schools and families represented from East Alabama all the way West Georgia into Atlanta, Fulton County, that have come out to this event to get free school supplies. We do not ask for additional paperwork. You do not have to prove that you are of a certain income level. We feel like if you make the effort to come to the event, then you probably need the bags, and we're not going to question it more than that. So we just want to help the community where we can.
Where is 1 Southwire Drive?
Where is it? Oh, gosh. You're going to make me give directions?
Yeah.
I mean, just, she's not very good say,
I'm terrible at directions.
Oh, okay. Forget that.
Ashley give directions.
Well,
then.
1 Southwire Drive. You can put it in your GPS.
You can.
1
yes.
Southwire Drive, Carrollton, Georgia. But it's just off Dixie Street.
Right
just,
off Dixie Street.
It's near Tanner, if
it's
you know where.
It's not the small Southwire building across from Publix. You got to keep going a little bit.
You are directionally challenged.
I know.
One thing before I mention Ashley something, just like a good corporation, this is a very efficient operation. I mean, you pull in, you get your bags, you're gone. I mean, it's really remarkable.
It moves quickly, and we get asked every year, do you run out of bags? So far, knock on some wood somewhere, we have not run out of bags and not been able to help.
Wood.
I know, fake wood. Yeah. But we do encourage you to get there when you can. We have families that arrive super early and just want to make sure they're still kind of close to the front and can get through and get on with their day. I would say aim at least for 9 or aim for 10, and you're probably going to be fine. I would never guarantee that every single person would get a bag because you just never know how many will turn out. But with over 5,000 bags to give away, usually, and every year for the last couple of years, we've been able to accommodate.
And the thing about back to school, it's not just the bags. I think that's the, you know, that's the big draw. Everybody wants to come and get their free school supplies, but make sure you get there in enough time to enjoy the rest of the vendors that are on site. Because one of the things for me that's so much fun about this event, because everybody's kind of been doing their own thing for the last month and a half, and it's community, right? You're coming together, you're seeing faces you haven't seen in a while, but you're also getting to participate in things like the vision screenings from Walmart, like getting some maybe free dental supplies from Walgreens, like participating with the First Foundation or Gistic or all the other vendors that we're going to have on site. Six Flags is giving away some free tickets. So you definitely want to get there in time to be part of that as well.
Tell us, while we've got you, just for our own edification and personal knowledge, Southwire diversified over last decade or so, but it's really prospering as a corporation, is it not?
Yeah, Southwire is a really great company. I guess, you know, I'm a little biased, but it is a really great company. And I think growing up in Carrollton, I saw the Southwire building and I knew some people that worked at Southwire, but I really didn't understand the company until I started working there and understood really the impact that we have. Today, we have about 7,500 employees that work in a variety of manufacturing, distribution, sales and support offices. We've got 33 plants, 10 customer service centers, and then, like I said, a variety of sales and support offices across the globe. And just some quick fun facts about Southwire. One in two homes now contain Southwire wiring. So if you, you know, peel back behind all the stuff that's on your wall and you look at your building wire, you might just have Southwire in your house. And half the world's copper passes through one of our SCR systems. So you really don't think about the impact that this company started in Carrollton has until you start to think about all those fun facts. But for me, I think the greatest thing about working for Southwire is, yes, we're focused on our customers and we're focused on our products and we're focused on growth, but there are so many things that make us who we are, and we call that our commitment to sustainability. So that is, that touches on things like growing green. We talk about that a lot during our e-recycling times, and it focuses on living well, which is our health and well-being, and it focuses on giving back, obviously, through things like back to school and Project Gift and our community giving, doing right, and then obviously building worth. So all of those things make us who we are, and it's a really cool company to be part of. And I think it's really neat growing up here that we get to see the fruits of that through a lot of this community giving back.
Well, that's a great example of that. Let me run through the sponsors again, because I don't want to just, you know, blow through them at the last 30 seconds, because I think that's important. Of course, West Georgia Technical College, really a leader in this back-to-school program, a Project Gift for many, many years. New Leaf Marketing, Willis Towers, Watson, Walmart, Envision RX, Carrollton Office Equipment, who packs the bags and has, I guess, from the beginning, or at least maybe the second year. and of course, we've been talking about it for all these years. Additional alternate sponsors include Associated Credit Union, United Healthcare, Times Georgian, Aubrey Silly Enterprises, Southwire, Wallace Graphics, and Georgia Power. And you said Six Flags tickets, we got a Copper Egg, we got the favorite teacher, we got Walgreens, we got what else? What are we leaving out? Who else is going
to
be there?
Yeah, don't forget about Six Flags. Everybody always loves to get those, you know, put in for those free tickets. We'll be giving away four packs of tickets. So we'll raffle those off throughout the morning. Well, also, you mentioned West Gistic. I think that's a really cool an organization that's going to be out. They had some really cool science and technology stuff to share. The kids swarmed that booth last year, so they're going to be back with us this year. We'll have a photo booth. You know, you always want to capture your morning so you can get photos with your family or your friends that are on site. And so lots and lots of fun things. First Foundation will be there again signing kids up for books. And they're also going to be giving away some books for older kids this year too. So we're really excited about that.
That's so important. And I mean, that's really wonderful. The way I like to say it is Southwire doesn't have to do any of this. There's not one piece of any of this that y'all have to do.
That's true.
And I think that pretty well sums it up. I mean, you could be on the lake this weekend, but instead it's going to be on some asphalt Saturday morning, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, right? at 1 Southwire Way.
Drive. Look, just because I can't give directions doesn't mean I don't know how to tell you the address.
One Southwire Drive off of Dixie Street, across from Tanner. It's a big, big old building, and there'll be a lot of people directing traffic. You can get in. It's so amazing how quickly you can get in and out.
Mm-hmm. Well, all these volunteers have been such a big part, and they make it run pretty seamlessly. More than 5,000 bags of supplies to give out, and one little plug, you mentioned sustainability. We're doing reusable bags this year.
Yay!
So they're not backpacks, but they're those kind of sports bags that are drawstring, and I think if nothing else, they'll be beneficial and a little bit better than the plastic. So
our gratitude to Ashley Knight Bush and Christian Winnington of Southwire's Project Gift. We'll see you this Saturday, 9 to 12, 1 Southwire Drive in Carrollton, Georgia. Go out and make it a great day. You're in tune to WLBB Carrollton.